from your friends at Smile, this is Most Clicked, a podcast about digital marketing in the higher education sector. I'm your host, Nathan from Smile. I'm joined by Matt Lees, who is also another co-founder at Smile, and some additional insight coming at you from Kyle Campbell from The Education Marketer. Now, this week, we are talking about Grow with Google. So something that Google's been working on for a while. Kyle, we covered this, I don't know, it feels like maybe a year or so ago. What was the story then, and why are we talking about it again this time?
Well, Google initially had this idea that they wanted to create their own stream of education so they could train people precisely for the roles that they had available and the skills gaps that the company faced. And initially it rolled out, say, a few UX degrees, some stuff in data analytics. But the key difference here was the promise of receiving a college level education, but at a fraction of the price and delivered in a fraction of the time. So it was only up to like $2,000 for one of these qualifications. And they were delivered typically within six months. So you can see there is like a young person or a person who's looking to kind of get into a career in software engineering or anything in that area, that this seems like a very nice offer, because in the US you can spend £50,000 in excess of that, up to £100,000 on your education. It's quite expensive over there. So the real change here is that the program's been running now for a good 6 to 12 months, and they're getting some great results. And I'm just going to share some here. So out of 75% of the grads of these programs, they're now sharing that they've got higher pay or promotion within 6 months. And it's 300,000 people have now taken these kind of mini degrees. Basically really positive stuff coming out of this. And the company, Google itself, has switched this to more of a subscription model. So rather than paying the upfront fee, you now essentially pay for something that you would just a piece of software. So for $49 a month, you can enroll in these programs. They typically take 5 months to complete. So all of that conversation around return on investment and high upfront costs, it kind of disappears. And at the end of this experience, students get these very powerful qualification and a job. So that's the overview. For me, it's a bit of a warning sign, isn't it, that these smaller programs work, and you know, it's that the proof is in front of us now, and how we respond as a sector is, you know, the whatever we do with this is the kind of key over the next few years, isn't it?
Begins to bring the traditional degree into question a bit, doesn't it? Not long ago we covered, I think it was an article by JISC.
That's what I was going to say, yeah.
Digital transformation in HE, and some of that article talked about flexibility and offering greater flexibility in terms of the modules and the time over which you study. But, you know, I read what Kyle said. I read about these Google courses running 2 to 5 months. Like, you just can't compare when a degree is going to take you 3-4 years to get through.
But this is what JISC warned the sector about. This is what JISC said that the sector needed to do. It needed to adapt or die. And I'm not saying that we're kind of at that death tipping point right now, but it's humorous to me that the only person that seems to have taken JISC's advice is Google. You know,
it's an irony, isn't it?
Am I right in saying that the article references Google partnering up with universities to offer?
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing: is the article in Fortune is essentially an update, right? So it's like last year, Google said they're going to do this. This update is Google said it was going to do it. It's gone and done it. And it's going so well that it's expanding its offer. And you're right, Matt. It talks now about, okay, so our aim was always to bring these industry university partnerships into this. And we're at a point where we're ready to do that. And we're going to, so it's like, it's not just, this isn't something that Google's gone, okay, you know, this is something that we can deliver and we can do that quite well. It's them going, yeah, we're going to continue to evolve this product and make it world class, yeah. and make it. And this, that for me is why universities should be looking at this sort of stuff, because they're iterating. And we've already seen the kind of challenger brand universities nip at the heels of certain universities. You know, Google's not going to be content with nipping at the heels of a few universities. Like, it's coming for all universities. This is what change looks like.
Yeah, and I think the thing that struck me was, usually when you hear about these things, you see pockets of success in these models. You don't often see the number 300,000 students associated with that. Yes. I'm amazed this isn't getting wider press, especially within the higher ed sector. But this proves that this very close career-focused model works. We've seen some success like this with degree apprenticeships in the UK, not quite on the scale that we're seeing here, maybe in the TAFE sector as a total, but certainly not in like isolated university cases. So I just think this is like a bit of a wake up call for us, really.
I think this comes at a troubling time for universities as well. We're about to go into or are in a recession,
yeah.
And recessions, for anybody that's, you know, been through one in HE, there's the kind of old little soundbite that bounds about, which is recessions are good for education. Recessions mean that people want to retrain. They want to try and get into new careers as they perhaps lose their jobs, sadly. And that might start to happen again. But with things like this out there, why would somebody choose a traditional degree versus a $49 subscription, yeah, where the ROI is proven, they can go and get into a field with a high paying job? This is the thing for me where it's like the change is, it could be right time, right place sort of stuff, this.
Yeah.
And the last recession we were in was 2008, 2009. Technology just wasn't the same as it is now, especially digital education. So I think you're right. I think that old soundbite, it won't apply in this recession. I think there's so many different avenues for education and cheaper ones as well.
And it's, we said, when Matt and I, you know, when we were talking about the GISC thing, we talked about the missed opportunities of the pandemic, right? And that universities have had the chance to make hybrid work better, to make online learning work better. And a lot of universities, to me, it feels like they've cast a lot of that aside. Mm. And that might have been a bad choice given the impending recession, because I think that a lot of universities are really swept up in online courses in the impending recession and the kind of gold rush of want and desire to retrain and education and all that sort of stuff. So I guess takeaways here, really, it is to reconsider, like, is the traditional degree crumbling? Is it showing signs of wear? Is the, not the facade cracking, but you kind of get the point. And are there alternative ways? I know there are universities out there that have got great online provisions, but might be time to bolster that and stay competitive against Google. All right, well, thanks so much once again, Kyle, Matt. It's that time where I start to wrap things up. Thank you to all of our subscribers. If you've enjoyed today's content, consider dropping us a like below. And otherwise, see you on the next one.